Israel is also in a dispute with the United Nations. Last October, some Israeli soldiers were kidnapped by Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon. A United Nations peacekeeper made a videotape following the incident. Initially, the UN denied the tape's existence, but under pressure from Israel, it has agreed to release an edited version of the video. Nevertheless, as Kate Seeley reports from Beirut, the incident has badly strained UN-Israeli relations.
I don't know what this is about.
The phones have been ringing off the hook at the headquarters of UNIFIL, the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, since news of the video broke last week. An Indian UNIFIL soldier shot the tape 18 hours after Hezbollah guerrillas ambushed an Israeli patrol along the border, capturing three soldiers. UNIFIL's senior advisor, Timur Goksal, who has been handling questions about the matter, says the furor over the tape is much ado about nothing.
When the cassette reached the UNIFIL force commander at that time, reviewed the cassette and he said, this offers nothing of value, nothing new that will shed any light on the Israelis' concern for the circumstance of the abduction or the condition of the soldiers who were kidnapped.
The video shows UN peacekeeping troops trying to remove two abandoned vehicles used during the Hezbollah operation. Inside the vehicles are false UN license plates, UN uniforms, and bloodstains. Also seen on the 30-minute tape, the interception and seizure of the vehicles by members of Hezbollah. Goksal says information from the tape was conveyed to the Israelis shortly after the operation, but it was decided that showing the tape would be a breach of UN peacekeeping principles.
It was felt that it would be conveying military information from one side to the other, which is something UN tries very, very hard to stay out of.
Goksal says the video was held by the UNIFIL force commander until he took it to the UN's New York headquarters this past spring. But apparently, senior UN officials were not informed about it. When Israel first asked about the tape, UN officials denied its existence. The Israeli government has since accused the UN of a cover-up and is demanding an unedited version of the videotape. The Israeli media has reported that Indian UNIFIL soldiers positioned near the site of the abduction assisted in the capture of the Israeli soldiers and accepted Hezbollah bribes. Dori Gold, advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says the UN must provide Israel with the unedited tape.
This is no place for neutrality. This is a place now for taking sides. It is extremely important that the UN not lose its credibility in the eyes of Israelis, and therefore I would expect the UN will have to make an extra effort in order to repair the damage that's been done by this incident.
But with 4,500 troops on the ground in Lebanon, UNIFIL is anxious not to jeopardize the security of its peacekeepers or its position as an impartial observer. This week, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said his organization would regard the UN as spying for the enemy if it hands the tape over to Israel, even if the version it gives is edited to blur the faces of Hezbollah members, which the UN has insisted upon doing. Hezbollah spokesperson Hossein Nabulsi says Israel will learn nothing from the video about the fate of the captives, with or without the Hezbollah faces obscured. If Israel really wants to know about the condition of the soldiers, he adds, it must first release some Lebanese detainees held in Israeli prisons.
The best choice for them is to give up to Hezbollah conditions and pay the humanitarian price, which is the release of our detainees selected by Hezbollah.
Hezbollah has said that it will free the three soldiers and a fourth Israeli captive when Israel meets its demands to release all Lebanese and other Arab prisoners held by the Jewish state. UNIFIL advisor Timur Goksal says he believes Israel's harsh attacks on the UN stem from growing pressure on the government by the families of the detainees. But others, including a well-known Israeli columnist, have speculated that Israel is trying to discredit the UN to minimize the prospect of UN intervention in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.